Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
That'll get you going right there, partner. Good morning, Arizona. Got no tropical storm landing anywhere near Arizona. It's going to be a beautiful day. I got all my relatives climbing up in their attics right now with bologna sandwiches and chocolate milk.
No, but if you're one of the old ancestors of Arizona, there was a time you could catch shrimp and oysters right here in our own backyard.
That'd be an old ancestor.
A really old ancestor. And in fact, today you can still find some of those outside of Payson. It's called the Paleo site. It's just before you get to Coles Ranch. Turn off, you can park. And you're encouraged to go scavenge and find all the fossils that are left from when the ocean was up on top of the rim before the rim formed. That's just one of the neat features about Payson, which is our featured town of this month, because that is a staycation destination.
Pretty Payson.
It is pretty.
It is pretty.
It is pretty. Mile high, just over a mile. But I tell you what, it's nice, but man, there's a big difference from there to up on top
jump
of the rim.
Just
that little bit. Get you finish up the jump. To that 7,000 foot, and it's a whole different world. But
finish the jump.
Beautiful destination. Our winners will be staying at Coles Ranch. You can register to win your Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz, or just click on the staycation link. We send you in a Sanderson Ford vehicle of your choice for the weekend. You have a travel gift basket and a $250 Visa gift card. Just one of the things we do to help promote and be every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Boy, we've got a packed show for y'all this morning. Glad you're tuning in. Payson will be a featured throughout the show, as our city to be featured here as a part of the Arizona staycation. You can only register for that at rosieonthehouse.com. And here in the Arizona Hour, we've got a special guest from Arizona Game and Fish, Miss Amy Burnett. Amy, thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, your title's awfully long, but basically you coordinate, you're very active in urban wildlife.
Correct.
So, javelina in the garden.
Yep. Absolutely.
Amy gets the call.
I get the call.
Okay. Snake in the garage.
Yeah, a lot of people have me on speed dial for different things.
Yeah.
We have a couple of different people in the office. It's not just me that work with urban wildlife, but we see it more and more often for sure.
Oh, for sure. And I wanted to bring y'all in because I'm a subscriber to y'all's magazine, Arizona Wildlife Views.
Absolutely. Great.
And over the last couple months, y'all have featured so many events. It seems like y'all's outreach to the families and the watchable wildlife has really expanded, like just maybe in the last 6 months. Am I imagining that?
No, you're absolutely right. We have a new watchable wildlife program, and it's just taken off. You know, people want to know, you know, where do I go to see wildlife? And we have the knowledge, so we're running a lot of events. And bring the family. It's just, we've set them all up for you. All you have to do is sign up.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of the things y'all have got coming up. Talk about the adventure that you host.
Sure. Well, you have one coming up on July 21st. We actually have a bighorn sheep workshop happening, or a cruise. It's a three-hour cruise on the Dolly steamboat on Canyon Lake. And that one is just a great time because you're going to see some sheep. You're going to be able to stay air-conditioned and have some snacks.
Now, how can you guarantee you see some sheep? Do y'all have like a little pen?
You know.
Or do you have like a little corn feeder that kicks on about an hour
before?
See,
now that you've said that, you're going to jinx us. We've never not seen a sheep.
Okay, good.
So, but now you're going to jinx us. You know, we can't guarantee, obviously. But we've never had a cruise where people have gone away unhappy, because we always see a bunch of wildlife. So even if we only see a few sheep, we're going to see bald eagles, we're going to see peregrine falcons, possibly, you know, herons. It's just a gorgeous day out there on the water. You know, you can get on the water a number of ways in Arizona, as you all know.
Oh, yeah.
You can kayak, you can take your own personal boat, you can go on this cruise. So this is just one way that someone who doesn't have that those personal watercraft, they can get out there and enjoy and have experts to show them what they're looking at, too.
And Canyon Lake's beautiful. If you didn't see a single animal the whole time.
Oh, sure. But you're,
if I mean, you've never been out there, you're going to be...
But what the reason that we do it this time of year is because all the animals are, they don't have as, it's right before the monsoon, so the animals don't have as much water, so they're going down to the water to drink. So you see more animals this time of year on Canyon Lake, so it's a good time to be there.
It's a family event.
Yes.
Like you say, there's a big steamboat, a paddle wheel boat out there. We've been on it for the Dr. Sky dinner excursions.
Oh, good.
But y'all charter the boat, fill it up with family and friends, mm-hmm. put some game and fish experts on board with some good binoculars, and it's a 3-hour cruise to the lake.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely awesome family event.
You know, and it's $35 too. I mean, okay. You can't beat that. What a deal. If 3 hours, what kind of entertainment can you get for that, right?
How would a listener right now register for that?
If you're listening, you have a pen nearby, you can either go Google the Dolly Steamboat and just register online, or 480-827-9144, 480-827-9144. You can just call them and then reserve tickets. We've got a bunch of seats left on board for this cruise.
And it's this next Sunday?
It's the 21st. The 21st of July.
Okay. So seats available?
Seats available. We've got 50 people so far signed up, so there's plenty of room.
Oh, that's
it's a big
awesome.
Boat.
So that's just one of the things y'all are going to do, and bighorn sheep are just one of the species you may see.
Yes.
But you'll be there with experts that can talk to you about the flora and the fauna and the wildlife, everything that you're seeing. What time of day is? Is it a crack of dawn type adventure? Or?
So, you know, it depends on who's leading it. I'm leading it, and I'm not a morning person. So, you
okay.
know, got my coffee right here.
Okay.
So it starts at 8, but so it's not too early, but it's not too late as well, before the heat of the day gets real cooking.
Okay. And is the 21st the only day you'll be doing it?
It's the only day that we're doing this particular cruise
okay. This
year. So we do usually do it once a year, and it usually fills up. So make sure to get online and register. You can bring a whole family. It's a reduced price for kids, too.
Fantastic. Well, it was a couple years ago. Y'all were doing the black-footed ferret translocation up around Williams, and we mentioned that on air. And, like, two vans of grandparents and grandkids went up there and participated in it. And we've got long letters from people just saying, God, how much fun that was.
We love to show people, you know, we have the expertise as far as where to find the wildlife. Then when we see it, we can talk about it. And so this is what the Watchable Wildlife Program is all about. So we have some bat netting workshops coming up. You'll get to see bats up close. We actually net them. And
tell me what that is.
It's really amazing. You know,
yeah.
How often do you know, you see, you're out walking, you're out hiking, you see some bats flying around, and usually that's as close as people get to them on an, you know, on an average day. And we actually bring people into the field at certain places, and we set out nets, and we miss net bats as special bat nets. And then we catch bats, and then we take them out of the nets really carefully, and we look at them.
And then civilians are there in the field with you?
Yes. So I've got some great pictures that, you know, people are just looking. You can't touch the bats, of course, you know, risk of rabies. But, you know, we hold them. We've got our rabies titers, so we have our gloves on. But you can get, you know, real close and get some great pictures of the bats. Some of these bats have, like, crazy-looking ears, big, funny noses, and bats are just crazy-looking creatures. Some of them are horribly ugly. Don't tell Randy Babb I said that. But they're all just fascinating and beautiful in their own way.
Well, the amazing thing about bats, if I recall reading in y'all's magazine, it consumes 5 times its weight in mosquitoes every day?
Yes. If you just, I mean, just, it's amazing the amount of mosquitoes that one bat can eat in one night. You know, so if you love bats, you know, you're doing yourself a favor in them too.
That's one thing I have yet to build for our house. And I've got all the dimensions and how to build a bat box, because I'd like to put one on the back corner for that reason.
Well, I'm glad that you have me here. I'm going to tell you to save your materials for when you have that house up in Payson, or your summer home, or your vacation up there. Because the bat houses in Arizona, down in the valley, they just cook. And bats don't like to use them in the valley. So they're up in the high country. So if you put a bat house up in Payson, great. You'll see a lot of use. But we really don't see bat house use a lot in the Phoenix Valley area.
Good to know.
Good to know.
And you were mentioning another mosquito control.
Oh, strategy. Game and Fish, the Gila minnow.
Yeah.
that was pretty interesting.
And that's down in Pima County they're doing
that? Actually, I saw it in two different areas. Both of them were Game and Fish press releases. I did not keep the first one, but this one is the Mission Gardens in Tucson. They're releasing endangered Gila top minnow fish into to help control the mosquito population.
Their favorite meal is the mosquito larvae in the water.
And so, they don't get West Nile, huh?
Apparently not. Apparently not. Oh, man. Okay, so the batting thing, the bat netting event is perplexing to me. So you all rendezvous at some major cross street, and then the civilians load into Game and Fish vehicles. I'm asking.
Sure.
And y'all go to wherever you have identified the cave with the highest probability of bat population is. You've already pre-stretched out the nets.
So in this part of Arizona, it's not necessarily just caves that these bats are roosting in. Some are just in cracks in buildings and rocks, and some are even cracks in the ground, roosting in trees. So these bats aren't your typical cave bats necessarily.
Okay.
So what we do is we all convene at certain places. Like we have one at Needle Rock, we have one at Boyce Thompson Arboretum, we have one at Southwest Wildlife. And so we string these bats over areas of water, areas where there are likely to be bats. So everyone meets at that one location, and then we just set up the nets and we talk about the bats. We do a presentation. Jeff does a presentation for about an hour, and while he's talking, the bats have a chance to get caught in the nets, and we have some biologists that are actually going and checking the nets and then taking the bats carefully out of the nets, putting them in these small little bags very gently, then they bring them back to where everyone's gathered, and then they're like, all right, we've got a California leaf-nose bat, and we've got a cave myotis, and we're looking at all these different kinds of bats and gently stretching out their wings and measuring them and saying, oh, this is a girl, it's a boy, you know, and just the fascinating things you learn about bats that you'd never know, and they're crazy, neat animals that we don't really talk about or see very often, and it's in a safe environment with people who know about bats.
And so you sign up for this event, you're meeting. I mean, this is a night adventure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's a few-hour, you know, it's a few-hour process, and as far as it's an all-night adventure. Uh-huh. But everyone just goes away with these big smiles and lots of neat pictures on their phone.
Awesome. Here with Amy Burnett from Arizona Game and Fish at Rosie on the House.